mit Chiatidrimishnele. A mafkid mas aitzel shulchani. If one deposits money with a money changer, so the guy, that's his normal job, he exchanges money. So you put your money with him. Imtsurin, if you tie up the money when you give it to him, lo yishtamesh b'im, he's not allowed to use it. And he brings up, that doesn't mean just tied up. He means like tied up and sealed or tied with an unusual knot. Tied up in some way that you're revealing to the money changer he doesn't have permission to use your money in conducting his business. You want him to look after it, but he's not allowed to use it in his business. So lefikach im avdu, therefore if he loses it, einu chav b'achreyasan. If it's lost, he's not responsible for it, because if it's lost in circumstances beyond his control, he's not liable for it. But mutarin, if you give it to him untied, and then yishtamesh behem, so that you're indicating to him that he can use the money, and then if he loses it, lefikach im avdu, if he does lose it, nacha b'achreyasan, then he is obligated to pay you, because now he used it. The minute he uses it, he gets a higher level of responsibility, and now he can't just claim that it, it was lost in circumstances beyond his control. Now he has a high level of responsibility, and he would be obligated to pay you back. Eitzel balabat, if you leave it with a householder, your money, then bain surin or bain mutarin, then whether you've tied it up or not, lo yishtamash b'im, he's not allowed to use it, because it's not normal for you to leave money with someone, you don't intend for the guy to use it. So lefikach im avdu, and therefore if he loses it, einucha b'achresan, assuming that he hasn't used it, he has no obligation. So he doesn't use it, he puts it away normally, obviously he's not negligent, he doesn't do one of the negligent things, he just puts it away normally in the correct manner, and if he loses it, he has no obligation, and that's whether it's tied or untied, because he's not going to use it. Householder, this is a in the case of he's not being paid for it, yeah. Chinvani kabala bayis, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that a shopkeeper is like a householder, he has that level of responsibility. Rabbi Huda Omer, chinvani kul shulchani. He says that the storekeeper is like a money changer, that's the level of responsibility he has. And he brings over here the karti that the law is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, that a storekeeper has the same law as the money changer. So it would depend if it's tied up, not tied up, if he uses it, if he doesn't use it, that would be the... No. All of these cases... let's say if it's tied up and he puts it away, he's not paid for it. If it's untied and he's using it, so then, he has permission to use it, but now his level of responsibility goes up. And especially because if he's using it, now he's going to be making profit for it. So...